Okay, we have that check engine light. What is that? Why does it say that? What does that mean?
It's above threshold. It's an emissions error code.
Okay. Well, I'm just a little nervous driving with a check engine light on, is all I'm saying. But we have to get home, so... okay, well... So I should just not look at that, right?
Just ignore it like I did on the way in.
All right. Fine. But there was another light. You remember that? When you turned it on before, there was another weird yellow light that came on.
Yeah, that's new. But we ignored that, too.
But we don't even know what it meant. What is that? It looked like a flower or something.
Well, basically, we don't have time to fix any of this before we leave, so we're not paying attention to any of the warnings. We're going to be completely oblivious to any of the malfunctions that are currently coming our way, because we don't have time to deal with them. Like, if we cared, or we acted concerned, we wouldn't be able to entertain the time it would take to deal with it. So that's why we're ignoring it. It was your idea.
My idea to ignore it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'll wear that. Well, the thing is, we just don't have time. We've got to do all these things.
No, we've already had the conversation.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah, right,
that's why.
So we're just going to have an engine light on and pretend it's not on until we have time to deal with it. That's, well, you know, the car is not being very reasonable to us right now. You can't just, at the snap of a finger, maintain something. So, it's, fortunately, you have a computer. You can read computer codes in the car, right? And you were able to tell just why the check engine light was on.
Yes. We're going to drive this thing straight into the ground.
No, we're not going to do that.
Well, and by the time we actually fix it, we will have driven it straight into the ground. If anything detrimental happens in the process, it will be straight into the ground. If by some stroke of luck that's not the case, then we'll go and get it fixed when we have time. But until then, we're basically going to drive with the aim to drive it straight into the ground.
Look, we have one trip left. Literally one trip left. And then we can get it fixed. It's just when this thing comes on and you're planning to go away, you can't just suddenly go to the dealer to have them figure it out and take several days or even one day. We don't have time. So, yeah, when the check engine light comes on, you figure out what it's for, you plug in something and we're able to tell it's some kind of emission thing related to their emission scandal or something, and we're just going to have to keep that light on until we get back and they fix it.
Right. That was when you signed the death certificate. It's done, in the ground, over.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel guilty about this. We're doing the right thing.
We'll buy a minivan if we have to.
All right, I'm going to turn the GPS on because I still don't know how to get back. Not my damn phone. There's something I should tell you that you might not be thrilled about. For the holidays, I changed the voice on our Waze system. Just to hope.
In 400 meters, turn right.
Just so that we'll maybe get in a more festive mood, but I put the voice of Santa Claus on our Waze system, so you can deal with that if you want.
So we're beginning our slow drive out of Manhattan, New York, the lovely borough of Manhattan.
Look at the street. Every single... they've got more bumps, and they have a bump, too. This is a speed bump, a bona fide speed bump. But in addition to that, the street has got all these strips going across it, like they dug it up, like 100 times.
In 200 meters, turn right.
Turn right? No, I'm turning left. What the hell are you talking about? That's not how you get out of here. You know, Waze has this way of making you go through tunnels that you have to pay a toll for when there's no reason to do that. I'm taking the bridge, Santa. I don't care what you say. You're going to have to accept the fact that the humans are still running the show here.
That's what you think.
That little beep.
800 meters. Turn left.
Yeah, that little beep meant that I'm speeding. But I'm in New York City, so speeding is like 26 miles an hour.
And it's encouraged, especially if it causes you to be erratic in any way. That is a signal to other New Yorkers that you're in control. Any kind of erratic or impatient driving is how other New Yorkers signal that they are that they're in command.
Look at that stretch limo next to us. That's a Hummer, right?
Yes. An H2.
When I was a kid, Hummers were not something we saw. But this, it's the length of a school bus. What kind of person like rides in that? I don't get it. This car is going to hit me, isn't he? It's going right for me. Oh wow, you missed me by like a millimeter. Yeah, he looked happy. Well, you have to make these wide turns around the huge stretch Hummer there.
I think that person had a Three Musketeers bar in their mouth.
Yeah, it did look like they had something. Okay, well, it's controlled insanity leaving New York City. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Williamsburg Bridge. I don't care what Santa says, I'm taking the Williamsburg Bridge. Because we need to get out of here. I've got 11 seconds left on this walk sign. If people can move a little faster, please. Good, okay, here we go. So, have we gotten somebody to play the show when we're not here? Because that's basically the subject of the show, is who's going to play the show. We're on tape, in case you don't know that. And that means somebody has to hit play in the studio. And sometimes Amy Goodman doesn't do it, okay, because she's on tape too. You might think she's in the studio every day, but she's not. She comes in on a satellite, which means she can't press play for our show. So somebody else has to be there. Well, somebody presses play for her. Somehow that's never a problem. But to press play for us, that's more complicated. So hopefully we're able to find somebody to press play for us so that people can hear this. Does that make sense?
As much as anything else you say, so no. And, yeah. I would imagine it's going to require the most effort, whatever we try to do. For her, yeah, it's automated. Sure. Yeah, works fine. But for us, it'll be entirely different.
Well, of course, she's also on 1,000 stations, and we're on... it's one right now, but it'll be more one day.
200 meters. Turn left. And then turn left.
You know, this is going to get old really fast. I thought it would be kind of cute to have Santa on the way system, but oh boy, it's really starting to annoy me. You can't make a left turn there. There's like three no left turn signs. What the hell, people? I'm following the rules. Why can't you?
It's not that Amy wouldn't press play either. If she could, she would.
We're not disparaging Amy. Obviously, she would press play if she could, but she can't because she's on satellite and we're on tape. We're not even on tape. I mean, let's just dispel that right now. We're on... What are we on? What's kind of digital media?
SD card.
Is that what we've been reduced to?
Yeah. Welcome to 2018.
Is that what year it is? This is a reality that's really kind of hard for me to accept. I've got Digital Santa, I'm on an SD card, and Amy's on a satellite, and I seem to be driving too, so there's a lot going on here.
So tell me more about how this community station that we broadcast on won't be bothered to play our show for us.
You don't think they're going to play?
Well, I just want to know how much help we don't have.
No, I think... Actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think Finn is there right now and has already pressed the button. That's what I think is oh, look at this road. My God, this road is not... It's like anti-pavement. You know, there's pavement, but it's in all different directions.
Right. And then, continue straight.
Thank you. Oh, boy. I don't know how to even describe it. It's just such a bumpy road, but it's a paved bumpy road. Okay, now I've made the turn. In case you've ever gone on the Williamsburg Bridge, you can't just go on the Williamsburg Bridge. You have to go around this little circle through side streets. The people in front of me that I got annoyed at, they made a left turn like you used to be able to do. But you can't do that anymore. That's not allowed. They seem to think that they can do it, and they did it, but I didn't. I went the long way, and I feel better for it. And now we're getting on the Williamsburg Bridge.
Straight.
And that little beep means I'm speeding.
Keep right, don't
turn. Okay, Santa, no, right away, I'm going to the left. Why would I keep right? Oh, there's a subway next to us. That's kind of good. It's the M train. Of course, you can't hear that, but we are riding on a bridge with a subway to the left of us. And Santa talking to us. No, first of all, my name's not Donner, all right? And I'm not keeping right, because why would I keep right? I'm going to the left to get on the BQE heading east. No. Screw you, Santa. I'm not doing it, all right? This is where I put my foot down. I'm keeping left. I'm keeping left, because if I followed your directions, I'd be on the right-hand side of the bridge, and then I'd have to somehow veer over to the left to get onto the BQE, and you'd expect me to do that. It doesn't make any sense. I'm in the inner roadway.
800 meters.
Keep left, Comet. Huh? Oh, now I'm Comet. Yeah, well, if I was on the right-hand side of the bridge, like you just told me to do, how would I get all the way over to the left? I'm already in the inner road, against your directions. I'm already on the left, so I don't have to worry. No thanks to you, Santa. No thanks.
Keep left, Comet.
I thought he said Domner at first, but it's Donner.
Donner, Comet. If he calls me Rudolph.
Keep left, Comet.
I'm going to need a new phone if he calls me Rudolph, I swear to God.
Can you imagine if all the reindeer were named after serial killers?
All right, keep going. Keep going with that idea.
Keep left, Comet.
On Domner, on Gacy, on... Come on, we can do it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Just name, like, 12 serial killers, and you got it. You got a whole reindeer full of...
Who decides who gets to have a voice on Waze? Because we can come up with some great ideas.
I think you have to be Snoop Dogg to get a voice skin. Can't be anybody else.
Wait, does he have a voice on Waze?
On TomTom, but, yeah, same difference. You got to be, like, worthwhile and, like... a shill and all that.
Do people still use TomTom?
No, because everybody has apps on their phones, so TomTom's probably been vaporized.
So now, we're off the bridge, we're in, I guess we're in Brooklyn, but we're about to be in Queens, and we're about to cross the new half of the Kosciuszko Bridge. The first half. They haven't built the second half yet. They're building it. It's over there to the western part of western side. But we're all crammed onto the eastern side right now, so it's kind of a transitional period here.
Yeah, and I've been saying that about New York for a very long time.
And we are approaching... It's kind of cool because... Oh, wait a minute. No, I spoke too soon. I was about to say that this is one of those nights where you're on the BQE and there's no traffic, but I see a lot of brake lights ahead, and maybe we'll be stuck, because for some reason they always slow down around here. But I don't know, maybe it won't be so bad. This thing wants us to take the Long Island Expressway, so that's going to be fun as well. But yeah, we're slowing down to a crawl now, and maybe to a complete stop. Okay, that horn was not for me. I didn't do anything wrong.
You're listening to Off the Map, a travel show. I'm Kyle, your navigator, and we're joined tonight by renowned driver Emmanuel Goldstein.
Yeah, okay, thank you for that. I just realized we didn't introduce ourselves, and the actual name of the program is Off the Wall. But Off the Map, that's good, except we're on the map. The BQE is definitely on the map.
You gonna let this guy in?
What guy? No one's signaling.
That's what it... You pretend you didn't see him.
I don't let people in that don't signal. I only let people in that do signal, and only one at a time, too.
All he was doing was signaling.
But he wasn't signaling. That's the thing. He started signaling after I passed him, so that doesn't count. No, I'm not going to let him in. He's behind me now. Look, Texas plate and a pickup truck. That's amazing. You think he drove all the way from Texas in a pickup truck?
And on Hanukkah.
Is it Hanukkah?
You're dang right. Okay. It's the fifth day of Hanukkah.
Okay, sorry.
Or the fourth day.
I didn't know that. No one said a word about it.
Fifth night.
All right, well, today's a day of mourning, though.
Oh, yeah, we're, just to remind everyone, you've probably come out of this yourselves, but we're all mourning George H.W. Bush's passing, and today, the middle of the week, in an unusual turn of events, occasion, whatever. The point is, he was laying in state all week, and then he's being buried, I guess, in Texas today or wherever, down there in some library or on Texas Tech's campus. Yeah, it's some university.
He's being buried in a campus?
Yeah, he's got like a plot with Barb there, and it's behind the library or something. I don't know, but it.
What kind of thing is that to do? The students have a dead president on your campus. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, wait till Skull and Bones gets a hold of him. The point is, 41 has been laid to rest, and he's been going on his tour around the country, and we're all really upset about it, and today, they closed all the markets and federal entities, and yeah, it's a day of mourning, and it's unusual because it's in the middle of the week.
The stock market dropped 700 points yesterday. Maybe that's why they closed the markets.
Yeah, apparently the economy is doing so great, and then it wasn't. Like, all the gains of 2018 were lost yesterday. And this is the one thing this administration has been clinging to as a success. Oh, but look at the markets! But look at the markets! No! No! There's nothing to look at!
Well, it doesn't matter. The markets don't affect you anyway, so who cares? The market could be a million, you know, but if you're still out of work or not making enough money to survive, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Right, that's the false equivalency that, like, oh, if the markets are doing great, everybody's doing great. No, we all still don't have jobs. We all still are sick and eating garbage food. Yeah, it's lousy. And a bunch of fat cats are getting fatter. You know, hooray.
Yeah, what the hell? We're still stuck on the approach to the Kosciuszko Bridge.
Hazard?
Hazard, Santa? What hazard? The hazard is traffic. That's the hazard. Damn.
They have built this bridge really fast, though. But I'm going to blame the Democrats for that.
It's a nice bridge. I mean, we've seen this bridge from its beginnings when we were on the old Kosciuszko Bridge. Now it's like, you know, all these LED lights. It's purple right now at the moment. By the time we get to it, it'll probably be yellow. Now we see the second half of it being built. And when that's open, this bridge will have a lot of lanes. But I just worry the bridge will have a lot of lanes, but the road leading up to it, I think, is going to have the same number of lanes. So you're probably going to have a bottleneck. I don't know if they thought that through.
Yeah. I've often thought the same thing, that really, you know, expanding this is just going to push bottlenecks into other areas of this roadway. But the thing is really that were they not to have done this, this would have remained the bottleneck. But by spreading those, you know, in either direction, you're pushing the traffic away from this area as being the bottleneck to other entry points where smaller projects, not huge water crossings like the Kosciuszko Bridge, where they can then be improved to help with the flow up and downstream, depending on what way you're on the bridge. But had they not, as I said, this would have continued and persisted to being the bottleneck. Now you have maybe several smaller ones that are on either side, but you're better able to increase the flow on, like, on ramps and with traffic lights, and I guess that's the idea. But I don't know. I'm not a civil engineer. Not even an engineer. I'm not civil. I don't know what I am.
There's a whole bunch of civil engineers up ahead because they're still working tonight on the other half of the bridge. So we can ask them all sorts of questions because we'll be stop next to him, it looks like, and have plenty of time for a chat.
But yeah, we're in traffic, and it's moving slow.
Sikorsky curse. I see flashing lights ahead, but they're moving, so... Okay, according to Santa, 450 meters, that's construction. That's not a hazard. Well, I mean, it is a hazard, but... hazard is like something in the roadway or, you know, not something that's planned like construction. So I think he should have told us that's what's ahead. But we're 400 meters away, so hopefully after that we can... Oh, I just realized I have to get over to the right lane to get on the LAE. All right, whatever. So, okay, why is everybody trying to get into my lane now? It's weird, you know, when you drive in a situation like this, you wind up with the same people around you constantly. Like, we still have the Texas pickup truck right in the same position. So it's kind of like, you know, these are the people you have to spend time with. You might as well get to know them. What? Yeah, they're closing off the right... Why? This is the part that's finished. Why are they closing that off? It just makes things more difficult.
It's like an amber arrow, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those arrows that closes off... Okay, so we have one last lane. Everyone's freaking out and getting into my lane. Okay. Yeah, do that. No, I'm going to go. Here I go. Whee! Look at that license plate. Go away. That's...
100 meters. Exit right.
Ah, shut up. I'm not in the mood. But go away. That's this person's license plate. That's really funny.
I can relate.
Yeah, it's just... Why would you put that on a license plate?
To be friendly, impersonable, and honest.
Speaking of license plates, I started noticing license plate patterns, and I notice that, okay, everyone's going fast now. He's going to do a lot of talking now because we're getting onto the LAE.
Exit right.
Yeah, if I get a word in edgewise, I've been looking at license plate patterns and noticing, like, the letters... we have two different kinds of license plates here in New York. The old kind and the new kind. And he's got to do a lot of talking now, so you might as well just give him the microphone.
At 200 meters, continue straight. Continue straight.
You know what I just realized? He doesn't say street name.
Keep left, Comet.
Oh, I'm Comet again. Thank you. Yeah, the normal Waze lady, she says street names. He doesn't do that. Because I guess they couldn't get the guy who did this voice to record every possible street name.
Yeah, that would have been like an extra 4 to, I don't know, 12 hours of recording.
Well, you know, in some ways I think that might be preferable because she talks too much. When you're traveling with the normal Waze lady, she never shuts up and she's always saying street names. So... I'd kind of like it if she didn't say street names, but do I have to accept Santa Claus in order to get that?
I'm being told that computers prefer the pronoun they.
Another hazard reported ahead. Okay. So anyway, what I was saying about license plate patterns, so basically in New York, you have the old Liberty plates. They're white. They've got a Liberty icon in the middle. And then you have the newer orange ones, which might also have some kind of Liberty thing in it. I don't know. But that's how you tell the difference. So people have held on to their cars for a while tend to have the older ones. And they're stubborn. They don't want to get a new plate and pay extra for it. And those plates always begin with A, B, C, D, or E. And the new plates tend to begin with F, G, H, and J. J is the newest one. They skip I. I just realized this. They don't have I beginning license plates. And I think that's true everywhere. They also don't have O, because I and O can look like a 1 or a 0. So that's kind of interesting. Now, some people opt to keep their plate number but change the plate style. So you might see some older A, B, C, D, E plates with the orange plates. But most of the time you'll see F, G, H, or J. And I just thought that's kind of interesting. Now, commercial plates are different because the pattern, unless it's a vanity plate, the pattern is to have a bunch of numbers followed by two letters. And they just got up to the M's. So you might notice there's a whole bunch of commercial trucks that appear to be doctors, but what that actually is, MD is simply the next letter pattern they arrived at, and somebody wasn't paying attention, and they didn't skip that. So while you might say MD on a residential plate, which does mean doctor, on a commercial plate, it does not mean doctor. But I just wonder how many people have gotten away with parking illegally because the meter maid thinks they're a doctor, when in actuality, they're a plumber. And that's just, you know, one of these fascinating New York tidbits brought to you by Off the Wall.
So you're telling me that doctors can park anywhere or they don't get tickets? What's that all about?
It's true. Well, I mean, I've seen it in traffic court. You can get away with parking illegally if you're a doctor on call or, get this, a priest. And I think there are special priest license plates too, but if you're a priest, for some reason, you can park almost anywhere and get away with it.
Okay. I don't believe it, but I guess I believe it. That just seems wrong. I want to know, what doctor's ever parked someplace and been like, oh, I don't have to worry about this, because I got the plate. It always comes through in the end. Boy, am I lucky. So glad I had that extra education. I love blood and guts.
That's almost word for word what they actually say. So I don't know how much time you spent with doctors, but yeah, that's the attitude. Absolutely.
All right. If that's what you're telling me, I'll buy it, I guess. And priests, don't get me started on them. Like I said, happy Hanukkah.
That's the scandal they don't tell you about, is the license plate scandal. But yeah, priests, why do you think it is that you can't park in front of a church? You know, it's because priests have some kind of control over all that. Priests can park in front of a church, but we can't park in front of a church. I don't know what's going to happen if you do park in front of a church. Like, you know, someone can't make a quick exit or getaway or something. Fire hydrant I can see. I don't understand why churches have to have no parking in front of them. Well, out of harm's way now, we're heading towards Nassau County, so people are moving fast now. And, okay, it feels a lot better.
So we're moving briskly through the borough of Queens.
That's right.
Part of Nassau County.
Oh. Alexa, what time is it?
That's not a leg.
This number type is not available for Lexican. Would you like to call Lexican? A mobile phone.
No.
Calling.
No.
Lexican.
No, I don't know who you're talking about. Don't call anybody. What the hell? Oh my God. Who is it trying to call just now? Who's like? Stop it. I can't believe it.
Oh, it's Lex.
Oh, oh my God.
That's such a good idea. I'm sure he's
what the hell?
He's probably trying to sleep right now.
I have a guy behind me flashing me.
Yeah, because he knows.
And there's police ahead. Wow. Could this get any better? I just called somebody I don't want to call. I've got an idiot behind me flashing lights. There's cops ahead. Why did that thing call? I never said to do that.
You said Alexa, and it looked up somebody with Lex in their name.
So I called somebody I know named Lex, and...
Because you said Alexa...
But it's like 5 in the morning. That's a horrible thing to do. And I said no. I said no when she asked me to call this person, and she did it anyway. And meanwhile, Santa Claus is barking out orders at me, calling me Comet or Donner. I'm so confused.
How many computers are actually riding home with us? We have like... the vehicle computer, then your phone has a computer, or like a I guess an AI persona, I guess digital persona. What do you call a AI thing that you're using? Because if the car has some voice activation, that's kind of an AI spirit. It's not that, you know.
Stop flashing me. I am not going to move now. No, seriously, when people do that, there's a car next to me. If someone flashes you when there's a car next to you, do they expect you to sideswipe the car next to you? What do they want? There's a car in front of me. Why do I have to move so you can get behind that car? I'm as important as you are. No, you know what? I'm more important than you are. And I'm staying right where... this is road rage on the air. I'm staying right where I am. You can keep flashing me as much as you want in your big two-story SUV. I don't care. I'm staying right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maintain your lane position. It's really about asserting yourself defensively.
This is what it's all about. This is what freedom is. This is what people fought and died for, so we can preserve our right to be in the left-hand lane.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling united right now in support of your independence on the road. Oh, he's passing. He's passing.
Okay, why do you say he?
I don't know.
It's a pickup truck. It's not
Dodge pickup. I don't know.
It's the plate begins with a J, so that tells me that's a new pickup truck, and that's New York plates.
Maybe it was a female. I shouldn't gender it. Does it matter? Maybe it was a spirit of some kind, and there was no one driving.
I just know that there are so many aggressive drivers these days, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but at least 50% are female lately. And no, that's a bad thing. I don't think that's something anybody wants, you know, to wear. But it's a lot of angry people driving, and they're always angry. And they're always driving big vehicles. I'm not talking about, you know, male or female. The people doing this seem to always be angry. Like, that person was angry. What are they angry at? I'm doing 65 miles an hour in a 55-mile zone. There's a car in front of me that I can't leapfrog over. And for some reason, you're angry at me. And now they just went in the middle lane, and I don't know where they are. But they went way ahead of me, and they'll get home 10 seconds before I do.
Yeah, it's like sort of equal opportunity. And remember, I guess, that whomever is driving, they're, you know, unless it's a company and they drive professionally, they're just, you know, regular people, and they are expressing themselves and doing so with heavy, lethal devices such as a truck. And, yeah, it's not that great, but it's equality. People are free to drive in such a way, even within the confines of the law, I guess, but it seems reckless.
The HOV lane entrance is coming up. Should I get in the HOV lane?
Honestly, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, go follow your heart. You're at the wheel. I feel like that's more police.
Be on the naughty list? I'll be on the naughty list if I want to, Santa. Whatever.
I guess, stay in the HOV. I mean, we do have enough people to qualify, and
No, it's so late at night, it doesn't matter. You can be in the HOV lane, be one person at this hour. So it's kind of like your own private section. You got a big double white thing to the right, so it's sort of a, you know, an illusion of security, but it's really not.
Wait, you're right. It is scheduled. It said 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. I think weekend and weekdays, respectively, or vice versa. But that's interesting. So it would be legal. I could, like, open the door and roll out in the middle of the highway right now, and you'd still be legal as you drove away.
That is true, but I think your hours are wrong. I think it's 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., I believe.
Okay, so there's two rush hour slots during the day where it's enforced, and otherwise people can drive solo in this lane. So that's interesting. It's not like that where I'm from. It's basically all or nothing. There's no schedule. You either are a high occupancy vehicle or you are not.
Call Kyle.
The name was not clearly understood. Please press the push to talk button to choose a contact from the following list. First, name, Ryan. Second, name, Kyle.
You're going to go through your whole contact list.
Say, at home, on mobile phone.
On mobile phone.
Calling, Kyle. On mobile phone.
Oh, this is going to be good. It's me! I'm calling you! I'm calling you now. I'm calling from the car. I'm in the car and you're in the car. I'm calling your phone from the car.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, my God. Wow, this is so amazing. Oh, I'm freaking out. There's like 15 people in the car now. How? Oh, this is blowing my mind. Listen to that. I don't understand. No, Kyle. Kyle, can you hear me? Kyle, are you there? Hello, Kyle. Kyle, everyone else, shut up. Everyone else, be quiet. Santa Claus, shut up. Oh, my God. All right. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Kyle, oh, I hear you. I hear you. Wow. I'm calling you on the phone from the car. And for some reason, there's delay. I'm sorry about that, but hopefully you can hear me. I can't hear you anymore.
That's because I muted you.
What the hell did you mute me for? Oh, no. Oh, no. I know what this means. All right.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. But I don't have a choice. Where am I going to go?
What did you need?
Why did you call? Can you see that? Can you hand me that? Yeah. Thank you. That's all. I just needed you to hand me.
Oh.
Okay. We're good.
I'm still holding the mic.
Yeah. Somehow you're holding the mic and the phone at the same time.
All right.
But I'm driving the car, so that's kind of important too.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Alexa, hang up the phone.
Alexa's not here.
What is her name? Who is she? Who is this?
It's the car.
The car?
You have to ask for the car.
Car? What's the car's name? I don't know the car's name.
Automobile.
It's not automobile.
No, I think you have to press a button.
You're playing me for a fool. There's a lot of buttons on this dashboard, man.
That's not hard.
That's the horn.
Okay, that's one button I don't have to press again. All right, hold on. I think I might have gotten it. Yes, okay, good. I pressed the button that had a telephone on it. Okay, well, that was fun. A lot of electronics and technology going on inside cars these days, including the check engine light, which is still on. But hopefully we'll make it back safely and without any more fuss. And boy, that guy's going fast.
And it's okay, though, because the automobile seems to be working as expected, and it's, yeah... So there's a light on, but who cares, you know? The thing got a tune-up. I mean, what else does it want? It's acting awful needy for a piece of equipment.
It does want more, and it's weird because you think you've seen all the lights on the dashboard, then another one comes on you've never seen before, and you have to react to that. We've had a tire pressure light. We've had little snowflakes, which I guess means it's getting cold. The check engine thing... with the little wavy lines, just all sorts of, and sometimes they're orange, sometimes they're red, but okay, we're going to get it fixed. It's just, we'll get it fixed when we have a moment to get it fixed. I'm sorry, we can't do it now. We're about to go somewhere. In fact, next week, you'll hear where we went, and we just can't bring the car in for service until after we get back. We promise we'll do that, and then all the lights will go out. Well, not all the lights, obviously, but the lights that we don't want to have on will go out, and the car will be in tip-top shape.
Why are you going somewhere?
Well, because it seems to be, you know, a mutual thing that I want to be somewhere else, and the people here would prefer that I be somewhere else, and so that's kind of what we worked out, that I won't be here. I'll be somewhere else. For a while.
And you think that's going to be enough?
Well, you know, we'll just have to see. We're going to give it a try and see if people calm down a little bit, and maybe someday I can see fit to return to these shores.
Can we say where we're going?
Yeah, we can say where we're going, sure.
Well, we're going to go to the UK, and we're going to laugh at how badly they're leaving the EU, and then we're going to go to the EU and laugh at the UK at how they can't leave the EU, or try. And then we're going to go elsewhere, maybe further east, and then maybe come back to this country. I don't know what we're doing.
Okay, I didn't know about any of that. If you say so, that's fine. I actually thought we were heading west. But, okay, well, you mentioned the UK, and that makes me think of Brexit. And there's a lot of Brexit news lately. In fact, there's stuff going on right now. But, you know, who has time for that? You turn on all the news if you want to hear about it. You'll get updated if you watch, like, you know, news that talks about anything outside of the U.S.
They don't even know about what they're doing in Brexit. They can't even figure it out. They've been talking about it for years, and they're too scared or too indecisive or too wistful for what they're losing and not losing. And I don't even know. I don't know. I don't care. I mean, I care, but I just I'm tired of thinking about it. I mean, just get on with it. I mean, isn't that like a British thing? Get on with it? Yeah, get on with it.
It's in the national anthem. Get on with it. The Queen, Know Your Place. I don't know the exact lyrics, but I know all of that is in there. And that's hopefully what they will do. I kind of like the idea of there being the possibility of a reset button where people come to their senses and realize, hey, this isn't perfect, but we can work and make it better. And now, look, Lex is calling me back. This is what happens. Hang on a second. I got this off. Hello?
Hey, it's Lexicon.
Hey, Lexicon. How you doing? I'm sorry. We called you by accident. We're recording a radio show right now in the car. And
okay.
I accidentally called my car Alexa, and it took that to mean call Lexicon. So I rang your phone, and I figured you'd probably call back. So say hi to the folks on the radio, because you're on the radio now.
Hello, radio.
And thank you to the car for making this possible. Lex, how you been?
Not too bad. Making it happen in fashion.
All right, then. That's good to hear. That really is. We're going to be away for a while, but we'll be back. And maybe we'll see you at a 2600 meeting or, you know, at some conference somewhere.
All right. Travel safe.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you.
Bye. And that, my friends, is the magic of technology, that your car can call somebody against your will, and that person calls you back, and you have a nice chat with them, which never would have happened unless your car took it upon itself to do that. I think that's something to think about.
And he sounds good. He sounds happy, and we had a mini interview with him. Really, really spectacular. And I know he's doing a lot of interesting things, particularly with fashion and the New York Garment District and all the exciting things that are a part of that. I think they're trying to preserve an area, and a certain historic district, and it's great stuff. So that was a great opportunity. I'm glad we talked to him.
Well, it sounds like an opportunity lost. Why didn't we just call him at the beginning of the show?
Exit right.
Santa, just shut up. I'm not exiting there. I don't want to exit there. Just mind your own business.
But we'll just say it's a teaser. It's a teaser for the next episode. We'll call him back accidentally.
I think we should have listened to the car. The car obviously wanted to call him. We should have called him from the beginning of the show. Then we didn't have to talk about any of this. Like, oh, my God.
Exit.
Okay, you're going to be laughing at the other side of your face when you see us not do that. All right? He's going to be angry. You're going to get angry, Santa. But no, I mean, if we had done what the car said and just called him from the beginning, could have had a whole hour of interesting conversation and not all this.
Exit right.
Highway 9. He's starting to scare me.
Exit right.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think maybe I should just do it, you know, and
don't do it. Well, no, we'll just consider it a tease, you know. We're going to follow up. We'll have that conversation. We'll be better prepared because we waited. And the audience will be, you know, chomping at the bit. They'll be really anticipating future episodes. Whether they cover that or not, maybe people will just independently look it up. And then people will be writing in to tell us about all the amazing things they're doing for that project. And we won't have to be that involved. We'll just, you know, share their updates and so on. Because we're involved with all these other things, and who knows where we are, trying to laugh at the EU and the UK, trying to sort out who gets what in that divorce.
Yeah, it's interesting times, very interesting times, and we, of course, will continue following that and keeping people abreast of all sorts of happenings. I don't know how we did this. We're already in Suffolk County. We're going pretty fast. So I think we're almost at the end of the program, and I know Finn is coming up next. We'll have all kinds of good stuff happening for the next few hours and probably beyond that as well. Any last words, Kyle? Because we have a little bit to go, but I think we're pretty much out of time. And I gotta figure out how to ignore Santa some more, because he and I seem to not want the same thing.
Well, we covered a lot in just a car ride, and that's kind of a cool thing to be able to do. We live in a fragmented time, an interesting but a fragmented time, when there's all kinds of things going on at once, and you feel like you're at the epicenter sometimes and on the fringe at other times, and sometimes those times are the same time, and that's what it's like for us all the time.
Wow, that sounds like a Bob Dylan song, but that's wow, look at that. Isn't that something? All these bright lights and flashing amber construction vehicles, they've closed off the entire westbound section, and they're doing either a movie about construction or they're doing construction. I'm not sure. All these amazingly bright lights. I can't see where I'm going. Wow. Okay, and just like that, it's over. Too late, Santa. The hazard was right next to me.
So we might have a president when we get back. We might not. We might have a country when we get back. We might not. We might recognize and be able to interact with technology, but we might not. Maybe technology will be coming after us and calling all of our friends or not calling any of them. Who knows?
You know, really, all you have to do when you're confused with technology is simply ask for
main menu
help
to call a contact. Say, for example, call John Smith at home. You can also say dial number, redial, music, or further options to stop the dialogue at any time. Say cancel.
Music. What now? I said music. Play me some music.
Sorry?
I said play me some music. That's not music. That's you just shirking your responsibility and leaving.
What if we just played WUSB Stony Brook?
You know what? This is WUSB Stony Brook. So whatever we play is going to be WUSB Stony Brook. But why don't we play this?
We're off, you know, to a distant land, and the only ones allowed to come are those who feel they can go right along with the last of their hands. And the only thing you got to bring is something there in your head. Well, that's all. Well, that's all. Well, that's all. So raise the 'cause the only kind we're out to find are those worth looking for. You can tag us up should you feel the urge to merge, 'cause we're all agreed that all we need is hope and a little courage. Is that all? Well, that's all. Ooh, so make the sail and tremble the sheet. Set your course and jam all the keys, and we'll follow the north.
Recording now.